SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel has intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second largest city.
Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the southern city of Khan Yunis, the latest target of the offensive, which was home to more than 400,000 people before the war. Israel's ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods instead of the entire region, as it did in the north. But there are fewer and fewer places for people to go. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans will vote to formally launch an impeachment inquiry in the coming days. The move comes as conservative lawmakers press for action against President Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is not a political stunt.
You're seeing a very deliberate investigation uncovering and following the facts, following the truth where it leads. That's what the Constitution requires the House to do.
The decision to hold a vote on an impeachment inquiry comes months after then House Speaker Kevin McCarthy unilaterally directed three panels in September to probe whether the president and his family engaged in corrupt business practices. Johnson says the White House is stonewalling the House investigation.
They're refusing to turn over key witnesses to allow them to testify as they've been subpoenaed. They're refusing to turn over thousands of documents for the National Archives.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake on the Big Island of Hawaii was felt widely, but there have been no reports of damage or injury. Aftershocks likely to continue. There is no risk of a tsunami. The Dow is down 101 points, but the NASDAQ is up 45. This is SRN News. Jewish students don't feel safe on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. A new report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. According to the Observatory, there has been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Muslim radicals are almost always to blame. This is SRN News. Closing arguments in the government's court case aimed at grounding JetBlue's proposed purchase of Spirit Airlines.
The trial in the Justice Department lawsuit against the merger is nearing its conclusion in federal court in Boston. The Justice Department argues the proposed $3.8 billion merger would harm consumers by eliminating Spirit and its cheaper base fares, leaving fewer options for travelers on a budget. JetBlue says it needs to grow to compete with larger airlines. There is no jury. The case will be decided by U.S. District Judge William Young. Rich Thomason reporting.
George Power Company urging the state's utility regulators to approve a deal to pay for the company's new nuclear reactors. The proposed deal would add $8.95 a month to a typical residential customer's bill. That's atop the $5.42 a month that Georgia Power is already collecting. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.